Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So it appears Newt Gingrich wants to turn his newfound front-runner status in the GOP presidential field into a full-fledged showdown with Mitt Romney in the New Hampshire primary. Would this be Gingrich's new slogan?
He's the last candidate still standing to not have shot himself in the foot.
Not quite. That's Rice University's political science professor Robert Stein. Newt Gingrich is also the only candidate to have obtained the endorsement of the Manchester Union Leader newspaper in New Hampshire. Gingrich and Romney will have to share their showdown with other candidates as well, pouring money and organization into the state. And here to talk about all this is Jennifer Rubin, the writer of the Washington Post blog, Right Turn. Good morning, Jennifer. Jennifer, are you there? Having a little difficulty communicating with Jennifer Rubin.
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer. Yeah, so it's great to talk to you this morning. Good Monday morning. It's suddenly New Hampshire is going to be a dramatic contest, and right at the top of the masthead is going to be Newt Gingrich with his Manchester Union Leader endorsement versus Mitt Romney. How does that shake out?
Union Leader endorsement, frankly, is all that important. I think the media took a story from a Sunday holiday weekend and decided that that was going to be the story of the day. But frankly, the Union Leader rarely chooses the winner. And I think Romney's very large lead in the polls is likely to hold up. It's a state that's pretty much tailor-made for him. And I think the issue is, at this point, whether he can do well enough in Iowa to make the argument that he's the nominee after just a couple races. I think that's going to be an interesting race, perhaps more competitive than New Hampshire.
And, you know, the talk leading up till really this weekend was all about where are those social conservatives going to go. And with all of the different changes of the front runner in the GOP field, it appears that the social conservatives can't make up their mind. So it's a battle. It's the old battle of moderates in Iowa and New Hampshire. And in addition to Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney, you've also got Huntsman putting significant resources into New Hampshire. What's that going to mean?
I don't think Huntsman's going anywhere, frankly. He's in single digits. He's not been able to expand past that. But I think your point in terms of social conservatives is pretty much on the money. That is what is allowing Mitt Romney, whose support so far has topped at around 25% of the Republican electorate, to do as well as he has. And that is that the social conservatives and the very strong Tea Party folk are basically divided among people like Newt Gingrich, Michelle Bachmann, Rick Santorum, Ron Paul. Now, that may not hold up. If some of those people drop out after, for example, Iowa, those people may then coagulate around a single candidate, and then you'll have a face-off between Romney and a single candidate. But I think at least initially, and certainly in Iowa, he's going to have the advantage of having a block of moderate voters. He got 30,000 votes in Iowa in 2008, and have the rest of the field, he hopes, divide up the rest,
right.
None of which can top his number.
I'm sure it's not. It's just the stress of live morning radio that caused you to choose coagulate. It's not a metaphor you're actually reaching for there, Jennifer Rubin. But if Newt Gingrich makes a good showing in New Hampshire, does that mean he might inherit the social conservatives and make South Carolina even more important before we go?
Sure. South Carolina is a state that likes to pick a winner, and they do that by seeing who's won the races before it. So I think that does create some momentum for whoever wins Iowa going into South Carolina.
All right, Jennifer Rubin, writer for the Washington Post blog, Right Turn. Thanks so much.